How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Alrighty. I forgot to give you the number to call. Anyway, that's right, Manny. You're going to give him a call. We were just talking off the air, my producer and I. This is Rick Adams, and we'll be talking with John Clark in a little bit, because John Clark, as you know, was one of those organizers who last weekend, last Saturday, in fact, the Labor Day weekend, organized the big rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Capitol. And, of course, it turned out to be pretty decent. We promoted it here. I gave you the continued support to go if you could. And a lot of people turned out. The communists turned out. And we'll have him tell us what happened after the first break and get into it, into the thick of it. And in addition to that, of course, as you know, the Joey Venta, who runs the business in Philadelphia, Gino's, Steaks, I think it's Gino's Philly Steaks. He, of course, is scheduled to go before the Human Relations or Human Rights Commission hearing sometime this month to answer for the charge that he dared to put up a sign in his business saying you must speak English in order to order. Now, can you imagine tyrannizing the poor illegals in that way? I mean, that is an outrage. I'm sure you'll agree. Ladies and gentlemen. That is totally unacceptable. So that is why this commission is going to investigate these charges against Mr. Venta, and they expect a lot of people to come out and support him. I know many of you have been supporting him, many who don't even know me and know this program or RBN, all over the country, and for that matter, even the world, have sent him telegrams, have sent him faxes, emails, all kinds of communications to support what he's doing. And, they say in Italian, abbastanza, abbastanza, enough is enough. And this is one of those dividing lines, you know. So we will have, I hope, we're going to try to reach him in just a few minutes, John Clark, who, as you know, is part of the Americans for Immigration Control Organization, and their website, immigrationcontrol.com, is where you can read some interesting stories. So he also wrote to Numbers USA, where are you? He wrote an interesting question, and we'll let him talk about that too. You got a question or comment? Please don't waste the time. Don't stay out there all night and wait until the end when he's not here. Get on the line and you call, and we'll take your call as quickly as we can. The number, of course, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll be coming right back in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned to Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Very good. Okay, I'm back now, and we do have John Clark on the line. As I was just mentioning, the big rally last Saturday in Harrisburg and Joey Venta's persecution coming up before the commission. And good afternoon, good evening, and good day, John Clark.
How you doing, Rick?
All right, I'm doing. And nice to have you back. We said you'd come back to me and tell me how things went last weekend and Labor Day weekend. How did it go in Harrisburg?
It came off pretty good. We didn't have quite as many people as we thought because it was Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's understood.
It was a little apprehensive prior to it because of the threats by the communists. This One People's Project and ACLU and all these others said they were going to shut us down, and they didn't because the police were there really in force. They had the state police, the Capitol police, the city police. They had on horseback. At one point, this Daryl Jenkins from One People's Project, who's an avowed communist, started to approach one of the speakers because the speaker was tell him what a racist person he was. And he started to come towards the stage, but our security came up front, and he stopped dead in his tracks. So that was stopped. But overall, it was a very good rally, some very good speakers. If people would like to go see some of the speakers or speeches that were held there, just go to that www.voiceofthepeopleusa.com. And they'll see some of the speeches given on that day.
Will this be incorporated into some video in the future that you'll be making?
No, I'm not. Not any video I'm doing. They Voice of the People is probably doing a video.
Mm-hmm.
But Joey Vento, as you all know, was one of the speakers, and people just love Joey. He's just an average citizen out there who just can't understand why he's being prosecuted by the city of Philadelphia because of his sign. For your listeners that don't know, he has a sign in his window. He has Geno's Steaks in Philadelphia, probably the best Philly cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. And he has a sign that says, when ordering, order in English, please. And the city's been raking him over the coals now for about a year and a half. Finally, it's coming to a head on the 27th of this month. The Human Relations Committee is bringing him for a hearing, which is simply outrageous.
It's not even constitutional at all. These regulations are in total contradiction to the law of the land, and private enterprise is private enterprise. Besides, what business does a commission have prosecuting a case and not the courts themselves? I realize that they can go to the courts later, but still, this is just, to me, it is typical of the tyranny of the left and what they have done.
Well, it's the left. It's the communists. But,
absolutely.
It's very, very interesting, and I think Lou Dobbs pointed this out on his show the other night, where he said, you know, why don't these people, the corporations, admit that Red China is a communist country? No, because the bottom line is how many units can they sell there? Red China is our enemy. Russia is our enemy. Venezuela, Iran, we're surrounded.
We're getting
now,
more
Russia's,
and more enemies every day.
Finally showing them they're you know, that they've been playing possum now for very long, for many years. But their goal is still the destruction of this country. They're coming into bringing their bombers, going on alert, trying to penetrate our forces, our defenses, I should say.
Well, they couldn't do it, as you know.
They're arming Iran. They're arming Venezuela.
Yeah.
Using all their client states.
Yeah, yeah. They couldn't do anything if it wasn't for our own leaders. Sure.
Have all these provocateurs in all these immigrations.
Yes.
We've just uncovered a new one at this rally.
Okay. Tell us about
really,
that.
Really, just. It kind of blew everybody away when we found out he was a provocateur put in there by we don't know, because there's so many elements. It's either ACLU, the Communist Party, the administration, as we were talking about earlier,
yes.
Colin Pro.
Uh-huh.
You don't know. All we know is this guy is a provocateur, and they're using you know, Saul Alinsky. Pretty aware of Saul Alinsky, who drew up all these tactics, how these communists work. And it's almost like out of a movie. You know, you just don't believe it. You go, look what happened to the Minutemen. They went in and penetrated the Minutemen, destroyed them. And now they're dealing with all these grassroots organizations. This provocateur was wormed his way into... these kids' organization, Voice of the People. He had made in a very short time became chairman of the board, and he tried to embarrass me at this rally, and I called him on it, and the kids finally realized that he was, you know, the mole, the provocateur, whatever you want to call him. And
that's amazing.
There were letters leaked to the communist website that came from him. And we talked about the other one last time I was on the show, you know, the other organization that was undermining everything. They're pulling all the stops out. And the Mexican president, Calderon, saying Mexico doesn't end at its borders. That all, if there's a Mexican in this country, it's part of Mexico. And our government lets it slide.
Naturally.
I mean, it's just beyond belief. And then,
it
Joe,
is.
I'm going to be there with Joey on the 27th up there. I'm going to film it. That'll probably be part of a new film.
That'll be great.
Showing this Human Relations Committee. This is a joke. But Joey's had to pay thousands of dollars for a lawyer. Just for a little sign. Hey, when ordering, order in English, please. That's provocative. Why should they have to, you know... No Spanish. Why not Russian?
What is
French,
the nature
Italian,
of the... You know? Have you seen this so-called complaint against him?
He told me about it. Yes, it was.
And what is the nature of it, John?
It's that it's offending people, not giving them service.
Well, what law is it violating? I want to know what law is it violating.
I don't know. I'll find out on the 27th.
Obviously, it can't be violating any law. He's insisting on his way of doing business. He's not denying anyone service unless, of course, they refuse to communicate in our language, in English.
Well, they've been harassing him for a year and a half now. They sent down all the sanitation people, health department, everybody, come down. They can't find anything with Joey. He keeps his place cleaner than any restaurant I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So they really couldn't get him on that. So now this Human Relations Committee, which is like the Human Rights Commission, which is another, offensive organization. It's all corralling people and saying, hey, no more. This is not your country. This is ours, and we're going to do everything we can. Mm-hmm. Like the Democrats.
Yep.
Unbelievable. My parents were Democrats. I was a Democrat until I found out what they were. At one time, the Democrats, for the poor working stiff out there, trying to get them a better deal, just like the unions were at one time. But no more. You know, people have to realize that we're under a tremendous assault. You know, we've talked about this for a long time, and I think a lot of people have been waking up to it. Otherwise, we couldn't have stopped the amnesty. I mean, the amnesty stopping, that was like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And it shook their foundation. So now they're going all out to stop anything. They just held a hearing yesterday that a lot of congressmen weren't even aware that it was going to be held. It was held at the last minute by Zoe Lofgren called it, and it was to bring this bill up that Congressman Flake and Gutierrez brought out in April, which is the House version of the amnesty. They're still going to try to do it.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much more going on, too. We have these lawsuits that are taking place by illegals who are suing the government because they have been arrested. Now, we have a case of in Rhode Island of the man who was from Brazil who died in police custody. But they were trying to say, his family saying, that he was denied medical attention. And, in fact, there is no evidence that he was denied any medical attention whatsoever. Now, this is their tactic, to try to tie the system down with litigation, to try to bring about these lawsuits. And they're given standing in the courts, even though they're illegal.
Well,
makes
the only
no
ones
sense.
That are denied medical care are American citizens.
Makes no sense.
I mean,
sense.
Try to go to an emergency and not have to pay.
Well, you can't even find emergency rooms open now.
And it's free.
Yeah, thanks to them.
They're bankrupting the hospitals.
Right.
One of the speakers that was supposed to be at this rally at Harrisburg Saturday was Reverend Jesse Peterson.
Yes.
Well, he could not come. Jesse is living in fear today. He has to have a bodyguard with him 24 hours a day. The black Muslims have threatened him. He couldn't go into the airport. He said he has to have a bodyguard with him at all times. He has to go to the airport.
Wow.
They've confronted him at airports, and they're serious. I mean, I've never seen Jesse scared like he is today. I've known Jesse for at least 13, 14 years. I've never seen him like this. We've been in situations, in demonstrations where he never showed any fear. But here, he's afraid. His life is in danger because he speaks the truth. He's spoke the truth about the black Muslims, about the so-called black leadership, Jesse Jackson, Sharpton. It's just totally out of control.
Hmm.
And the American people, like I said, I think they are waking up. Frank George was one of the speakers, Latino Americans for Immigration Reform. And at this, if you want to go see his speech on the website, mm-hmm. you'll see. He says, I don't think we're losing the country. He says, I think we've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to fight to get it back. And he's right. I mean, when you have anywhere from 20 to 30 million illegals in this country, they're dictating. Now La Raza is saying that they're not going to hold their convention in Kansas City because there's somebody from the Minutemen, I think it's the city council or some council there. They're going to pull their convention out of there. And the
good. Let them pull out of the country.
The same thing.
All right. We'll be back. Take a break. And we'll be back with John Clark, immigrationcontrol.com, Americans for Immigration Control. We'll take calls. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, and we're back with John Clark, and we're going to take some calls at 800-313-9443. Let me start off with Steve in Illinois. Hello, Steve, you're on.
How you doing, Rick?
Okay, thank you.
I want to set up this piece here. A columnist, he works for the Chicago Sun-Times, one of the two major dailies. He wrote a column in favor of a Mexican illegal who's going to MIT. Now, this is, according to him, some of the mail he received. His column is dated September 6, 2007. His name is Mark Brown, common spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the letters he received says, the Latinos and the rest of the MUDs, the Somalians, Hmong, etc., are a scourge and must be eradicated from U.S. soil. What kind of mental defective hired a treacherous retardate like you? You leave the nation. You don't deserve the American citizenship. You are just as vile and inferior as the Mexcrement scum. Now, that's just one of them. I'm going to go down here and read just a couple more. The other one, a man identifies himself as Victor Gerhardt. I certainly don't want 12 million illegal immigrants deported. I want every single person of Hispanic ancestry deported permanently from our formerly white, clean country. since you love them so much, you can go back with them. Now, the last one I'm going to read is you've done an article on a kid going to MIT. Now do the one on the illegal without the license that overturned the van the other day, and he killed two people, by the way. Or do one on the execution-style murders of the high school students out east last month. You are very selective on the illegal you wish to portray. But what are a few hundred Americans so that a handful of aliens can jump the line and become citizens? That's my story.
Well, Steve, you know, some of these letters, first off, illegal is not a race. We don't care where people come from. If they're here illegally, go home. And a lot of these letters that you see are plants that are plants by whoever, the communists, the ACLU, whatever. We at this rally, we had a guy with his shirt off, skinhead, standing up in front of the cameras. He wasn't part of any of our organization, but these are plants that they put out to make us look like a bunch of Nazis, skinheads, and so on. They also did that in Omaha just Saturday, the same day we had the rally. They closed off the main street in Omaha because the Nazis were coming. You never saw anything, but they supposedly were shutting down the Mexican consulate there. A lot of these are communist tactics that they use. So, you know, when this person says, well, we want all the Mexicans, well, that's nonsense. You know, so many Mexicans, Americans of Mexican descent, do not want illegal immigration because it gives them a bad name, because then they think all Mexicans are like that. They're not. You know, this has nothing to do with race, and there shouldn't even be any argument about illegal immigration because it's illegal. This idiot Giuliani just recently said on Glenn Beck's show that they're not criminals. They're not breaking the law. I mean, what an idiot. I mean, here's a man who's running for president of the United States, who made New York City a sanctuary, well, he compounded New York as a sanctuary city, and saying they're not criminals. Like I said at the rally, if they can break the law, why can't we? Why do we have to pay taxes to support these illegal aliens, these criminals? They are criminals, and every single one of them should be deported. Just the illegals, not all Mexicans, like this letter says. That to me is
repulsive. Yeah, well, what they're doing is they are trying to paint a picture, and this comes from this notorious organization, Modiz's organization, too. They have been scurrying about all the news accounts, you see, and the Southern Poverty Law Center has been attempting to paint that picture of all Americans, regardless of their ethnicity, who are opposed to this this invasion. So they're trying to factionalize the nation and divide and conquer. This is their strategy. This is the Zionist strategy right from day one.
Well, the communists is what I see. As you well know, with the videos you've seen of mine, Rick, you've seen that the Communist Party has been there all the time, the Catholic Church, Catholic Charity.
Yeah, but they're fronting. They're fronting, you know. Really, it's the Zionists pulling the string behind the scenes. They're pulling the strings. These communist groups and so forth get their funding from some of these notorious organizations, and the Southern Poverty Law Center is probably the most notorious outside of the ADL that wants open borders. They want open borders, and they're suing Americans, as you know and as Steve knows, and making criminals out of us and making the outlaws into the victims. That is their goal. That's their goal.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is the enemy of the American people. So is the ACLU. When are people going to wake up?
They're all part of the same ball of wax. Yes, they are. Steve, did you have a final thought before the break?
Well, you were talking about that Southern poverty, and they... I would think they're deracinated aberrations like that Modiz. He's the kind of guy, you know, the Black Like Me book where he goes out and gets a permanent and suntans his skin and maybe punches himself in the mouth and swells up his lips so he could be one of those guys.
Well, we know there's a sordid history there about some of the things he has done, and I won't get into them, but it has to do with some pretty sexual crimes that he has been charged with over the years. So, in any event, thank you, Steve, for the call. And we will be back with our next caller, Charles from Texas, John Clark, my guest, hot and heavy, as they say, locked and loaded, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams and John Clark. And John, before we go back to the phones, you have this question that you have raised to the people at Numbers USA. Did you want to tell us about it?
What's your question?
Well, that was the I guess you've had a few, yes. The one that has to do with, as you said, the solution to the illegal alien problem is to legalize them all, is the ballyhoo cry. Why doesn't Numbers USA advocate a zero not immigration moratorium? That's the one.
That wasn't me that put that out. That was, I think, CAPS.
Oh.
They wanted to know
why
they didn't promote that, because they would like to see zero immigration, zero growth, because we had such a population increase. We had like 33 million increase in the last, I think it was 15 years, and our infrastructure just can't handle it. I mean, it's collapsing everywhere. I mean, they're building highways like crazy. They're trying to catch up. You go to Missouri, there's potholes. Go to Chicago, potholes in all the roads, and that's because these illegals are not paying any taxes. I mean, they're paying, sales tax if they're buying gasoline. But that was a question posed by somebody that I forwarded it to you. Why aren't they asking for this moratorium? I've never asked for a moratorium. I've always just kept really to illegal immigration. And it's really not immigration. It's illegal aliens, and it's really they are invaders, not immigrants, and they're not, legal. I keep saying if people want to come here legally, like my wife, and play by the rules, like all of us have to, all American citizens have to, that's fine. But illegal, no. I think that they're probably right. There should be some type of moratorium, because right now we accept more legal immigrants than all the other countries combined in the world. And we have to get our house into order. Now, Dwight David Eisenhower rounded up 1 million illegals and deported them because he wanted American workers to have jobs. That's the main reason why we have immigration controls to begin with. Number one, so there's a control of flow of people for jobs and disease control. Well, both of those are out of control now. Mm-hmm. There's diseases that are running rampant. They're doing inoculations now in schools. A friend of mine just pointed out at a radio station in Omaha that they're inoculating kids from having close contact from these illegals from Mexico who have circumvented the system by not being checked for diseases. And it's just common sense. And these open borders people, the liberals, the communists, the Marxists, socialists, whatever you want to call them, or keep calling, well, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist. That's their buzzword now. You're a white supremacist. You're no longer a racist.
Even the Washington Times has come out, Teresa Vargas, today, with a story that deals with immigration, crime debates, entwined, as it's titled, in the Prince William attention over legal status issue, which I'm sure you're familiar with, right? Prince
right.
William County. And the high-profile treatment this week and how the crime was committed, but because of who the police said did it, was a twice-deported illegal immigrant, as they say in the article.
Alien, illegal alien.
Well, I'm quoting them, though.
They always use...
Right.
You know,
but, I mean, here they're raising the issue now, even in the Post, you see. They have no choice now. I mean, it's all over.
Yeah, they used to use always undocumented. Like I said, I have a T-shirt that says, I'm undocumented Border Patrol agent, which is, you know, what's the difference?
Right. These are sexual assault cases. These are cases of murder. These are cases of accidents, so-called drunk driving, cases that are going on out-and-out killing, kidnapping, and so forth now. That statistic is growing, boy. It's growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, you saw the video, the last video.
Yeah, yes.
27,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since 9/11. Over 1 million sex crimes, mostly with minors, by illegal aliens.
And that was made about last year.
1 million. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they keep refusing. Where did you get these figures? Well, maybe the CDC. You know, we get the Department of Labor gives us these figures about how many H-1B workers are being brought in for bakeries, for hair salons. You know, and they keep saying, well, these are all just seasonal workers. Baloney. They're all through the whole system. And as you well see, this dog and pony show that Homeland Security is doing now, rounding up these illegals, it's everywhere. They're everywhere. It's not just, you know, these people out there picking lettuce. It's all through our whole economy. And it's like Swiss cheese. You know, so many of them admit, yes, we are in trouble. Of course we're in trouble. But like Frank George says, I think we've lost it already. Well, we've got to really... you know, pull up our bootstraps and say, hey, this is America, and we're not going to let it fall.
Well, it didn't happen overnight, and this has been a gradual process.
For many years.
That's right. It's been going on for many, many years, decades now. And finally, at this crisis point, people are beginning to see it for what it is. But as you say, is it too late? That's the question. We have to at least do what we can to fight and to expose it, because these people are all traitors in the media, in the so-called presidential debates. Most of them, like Giuliani, have sold out to Mexico. They've sold out to Univision. They've sold out to Carlyle Group. They've sold out to all these corporations that owe no loyalty to the United States. And every one of them, as far as I'm concerned, is a traitor. They have no respect for this nation.
Huh? He's acting like he's the savior on the white horse.
Well, who's that?
Fred Thompson. He's just...
Oh, please, please. Yeah. He's another phony baloney.
Yeah.
It's just one right after another. All right, let's take more calls. We have waiting on the line here, Charles in Texas, I believe. Hello, Charles.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Sorry to hear we have to talk about this tonight.
Yes.
Miss you being on shortwave. We'll be glad to hear you guys back up.
And, I hope so. Soon.
Yes. I've got a couple of comments, but couple questions mainly, and then I'll get off for...
That's all right. Go ahead, Josh.
I was wondering if John remembers Operation Protect America. And like that project, when are we going to use a Declaration of Freedom or Rights to warn the feds that we need help or we'll do it ourselves, with a deadline and include a warning while we're rattling our sabers?
Have you heard of that,
Operation John? Project America, I'm not familiar with,
mm-hmm.
but like you say, if we give them a deadline, we've done that. The Minutemen did that, and look what they did. They went in and destroyed the Minutemen project.
Yeah, the Minutemen project was very similar, except Operation Protect America was in the mid-90s. It was a cooperative militia movement that had notified Washington, D.C., that they weren't going to let any more illegals across the border alive.
Oh, I remember that. That was about 95.
Yeah, about that time. And they gave them a notice, and, of course, Newt Gingrich and Janet Reno showed up at the leader's small one-blinking light town to have a press conference to tell them they were going to put, oh, I think it was 20 federal agents on the border. But we got a little bit of a response. I think that was all that they wouldn't have taken it serious, except there was some saber rattling going on with it, and it was a serious movement. I was told later that the phones were tapped and they were finding out it was serious. Apparently there was going to be used even about 200 private airplanes in this operation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they don't get this stopped, it's going to happen again.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I remember that project now. That was malicious. I was living in Washington, D.C. at the time. And at that time, you know, they said all of this, but I felt there was a lot of hot air because nothing ever came of it.
I know they stepped down because in their comment to the office, of course, Janet Reno was in there, they promised to step down if they did something. The mistake was they didn't say how much of something. So when they did a little bit, which is how they got around it, they said, okay, you said you would, you did, now we got to back down, but the next time we're going to say how much. And it never, of course, had the momentum to, you know, return. I'm just afraid that it's going to end up becoming a very deadly issue. The Teamsters have lost their court battle, and Mexican trucks now are rolling across our borders. And a comment about that, and I'll let you go.
That's fine.
About that.
Well, you're talking. Go ahead. Let him continue.
Yeah, I just wanted you to comment on the Mexican truck issue. So,
you wanted me to comment?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I just wanted.
I think it's simply outrageous, just to the simple fact that it's tough enough being out on the highway with these trucks that we have that are under, that are regulated by you know, our state controls. Now we have Mexican trucks that are totally unregulated. They could drive for 10 hours in Mexico and then come up here and drive another 10 hours. So you got these drivers on the road for 20 hours. They have totally different perspective on driving than we do. I don't know if you've ever driven in Mexico. I have. And, I mean, it's total insanity down there, and they're driving that on the wrong side of the road and everything. It's become like that in Southern Cal now. Like Lou Dobbs said, jumping up and down. He says, what is going on here? There's no way that these Mexican trucks and the Teamsters at one time, there's no way that Jimmy Hoffa would have ever allowed that. No way. But now you got Sweeney, the head of the FL-CIO, who's taken in illegals, supporting illegals. They bring them into Liberty State Park. Welcome. We all welcome you. All we care about is your dues. It's totally out of control.
Well, okay, thank you very much for the call, Charles. I appreciate your rage. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. 1-800-313-9443. That is the number, and let me take Henry in Connecticut next. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Hello.
That's the problem with the wire.
Right.
Yeah, quickly. What I've found, what I think, though, I have to admit, is there is a certain unusual circumstance with this whole illegal alien situation where if we're not getting, like, millions and millions of illegal aliens from, you know, from Europe or from Australia. It seems to be all one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that if you do come from some of those other countries here illegally, they will get you and they will deport you.
Well, you know, The OTMs are other than Mexicans, and the reason why there's, we always talk about the Mexicans are the accessibility, plus it's a third world country. They have open access right here, they just walk across the border. But
yeah.
OTMs are coming through Puerto Rico, they're coming through Mexico, you got them coming down through Canada, you've got the, you know, the red Chinese coming down through Canada, coming all the times they're washing up on the shores of California, they're coming in containers, they open a container, and there's 100 illegals all stuffed in a container. So, like one time a Mexican television reporter said, why are you picking on Mexicans? I said, because there's more of them, number one. And number two, we don't hear the French saying we're going to come back and take the Louisiana Purchase back because we got the shaft. We paid $15 million for the purchase of the Southwest, which they call Aztlan. These radical Mexicans, and even the Mexican government. And
yeah, what,
we,
what,
you know, purchased, we okay. paid $15 million for, but I said, we don't hear these illegals, French, coming over, hey, we want the Louisiana Purchase back, and we're going to kill all the gringos. Well, this is what we hear all the time. This is not just hearsay or fantasy, paranoia. This is a reality. I've seen this for 13 years now, just getting worse. And worse, and I thought, hey, we were having an effect at one time when the Republicans had control with Newt Gingrich and everything. As soon as George Bush came in, all over.
Clinton did a lot of damage, too. He used to give
Clinton,
Social
well,
Security
Clinton,
checks.
I mean, the Democrats, are, as far as I'm concerned, are so far left, makes Stalin look like a Boy Scout. I've never seen people like this in Washington. I've been working on the Hill for 13 years, and I go up there, I said, my God, this is what's running the country. And
it's called treason. It's
yeah,
called
they're,
being
they're
a,
not running the country. It's the corporations and
they're not running
globalists.
It. They're ruining it.
Yeah, it's called treason. It's called being a traitor to your country, your language, your heritage, your race, and
yes.
your people. That's
I try to pick up and say, we want to defend our culture. They go, what culture? Our
yep.
culture, the United States of America.
Yep.
You know, if you want to come to this country,
which is predominantly Western,
learn English.
White, European,
right, right.
mostly.
Learn English. Assimilate.
Yeah.
They don't want to assimilate.
Yeah. And
have
all you have to do is, you know, just look at...
Yeah,
hey,
I got a campaign, a mayoral campaign called
guys,
up on a machine in Spanish. I hung up on it.
Yeah, guys, just look at what's going on now with communist Zimbabwe, formerly white-ruled Rhodesia.
Oh, yeah.
Where the massacres, the genocide now that we predicted would happen once the terrorists in the name of black majority rule took over, now they're all of a sudden amassing through the borders of South Africa, because even South Africa, as bad as it is under the ANC, is not as bad as Mugabe's Zimbabwe. So now they're coming across, the people say, we can't take anymore. This is illegal immigration, quote unquote. You see, hey, they're reaping what they've sown. Now we're doing the exact same thing here, the exact same thing.
Yeah, I wonder if America helps.
Switzerland's having a problem.
Mugabe in power. I really wondered about that.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, John. You mentioned Switzerland. Yes.
Yeah,
what about Switzerland?
Having a problem with illegal immigration.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, but what kind? I mean, are you talking predominantly Muslim? Because this seems to be both in Europe, with some countries in Europe, and here. You know, if it's illegal immigration of white as well as non-white, it's one thing. All illegal immigration should be stopped here. And I don't care if they even come from Germany. I don't care if you come from England. You're blonde hair, blue-eyed, brunette, whatever. But there seems to be they predominantly want to push this
non-white.
Third world,
right.
non-white, poor immigration into these Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a big, strong push for that.
They have to lower the standards.
And that's the Modis group. That's the ADL. That's the
yeah.
same groups. I keep telling you.
Yeah, but Israel could stay Jewish, though.
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah,
they
right.
have to mongrelize and totally dilute
yeah.
and diversify. They call it diversification now.
Yeah, diversity.
That's the word,
yeah.
diversify. Well,
yeah,
it's not diversifying.
You know, yeah.
It's totally
well,
and completely melting down.
Humane kind of society, you
yeah.
know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it is. I mean, it is a racism in itself. It's an anti-European, anti-white racism. And the minute you talk about it, John, oh, you're the racist. You're
right.
the bigot. You're the,
yep.
You know,
yep.
you're terrible.
The funny
well,
thing
at
about
the communist,
it is, it's
black sorry. Communist who promotes black power, but
yeah.
yet
yeah.
be a white supremacist.
Yeah, like the Black Panthers, right.
Yeah. Calls
yeah,
you
Black
a white
Panthers
supremacist.
Move,
yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I found out the civil rights movement is one thing, but there's a book a guy told me right on this network. He said that he mentioned it. I forgot what it's called. And he said that predominantly the Jews were using that. They really didn't care about the equal rights for the blacks, but they were really using it for their own agenda.
That's these radical Jewish Zionist organizations. They're the enemy. They're running Washington. They run the neocons, want war with Iran. Now they want to take us down further. I mean, this is ridiculous. This
right,
is an
now,
empire.
What book did he mention about we purchased that stuff in Mexico? I want to know what book.
Now, who is the he you're talking about? Is that
Sorry, Mr. Clark. He mentioned that there
were. No, that's the Treaty of Hidalgo, 1848. We beat Mexico, and we paid them $15 million for the purchase of the southwestern United States.
Right.
And that's what they call Aztlan.
Yes.
That they occupied it for the last 40,000 years. I mean, these people are really demented.
I know. That's incredible.
Okay, so we beat them in a war, and
right.
You hear this on BAI. Oh, you talk, well, what was it? Well, California was originally Mexico, you know, so it's okay to be animals and rape and kill and
40,000 years.
Yeah, right. But we actually paid the money after we won.
Of native rights. Yes,
okay.
Gone down the tube.
Okay,
thank you,
thank
Henry.
Thank you. Take care.
Appreciate the call. We'll be back with more calls. If you can stay, John Clark, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take another call, I believe, for John Clark. And let me see, I've lost track. Who is that caller, Manny? Gary? All right, Gary in Tennessee? Okay, here we go. Gary, you're on with John Clark. Yes, Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I kind of have to apologize to Rick and Mr. Clark. I kind of tuned in a little bit late, and I've been multitasking, but I think what you guys are talking about goes along with what the question I want to ask is. I heard by somebody that was an RBN host today that they were going to hold a one of the military exercises, martial law exercises,
yeah,
nationwide,
mm-hmm,
next month.
That's what they've said. That's what the government claims, yes.
Yeah.
NORAD.
Is this 9/11 too?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of, it's possible, but there are a lot of false indicators and false, flag operations and claims,
yeah,
that people can read into. But I think when they do something again, it's going to be without them announcing it, quite honestly.
Well, I don't know. All I'm saying is that if they've got everybody mobilized and positioned and everything, and then they do four dirty nukes in four different cities in the country at the same time, they are all set up and ready to go, and we're going to be sitting here trying to find our backside with both hands.
Well, there's no question that this administration is probably the most dangerous administration, really, since Wilson and FDR in conspiring against the people and planning our demise. I mean, George Bush is sitting down appealing with the Red Chinese leader to go easy, when George Bush's administration has facilitated the building up of this Red Chinese dictatorship. And, of course, we know why. The economic factor, the note that they carry for the United States, this has endangered us. It's endangered our allies like Taiwan. And, of course, it's growing militarily more dangerous every day. George Bush is helping to destroy. His administration is bringing about the destruction of our once sovereign nation. And I know you have some thoughts on that, John.
He has done more damage in 8 years than they've done in the last 50.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I heard a psychiatrist, certified regular doctor psychiatrist, speak on the air, and he analyzed Bush's speeches and appearances,
yeah,
and all of his stuff he said and everything. He said that man is pure psychotic crazy.
No kidding.
He did.
No kidding.
Right on,
yeah,
the air.
Absolutely.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Gary.
If you hear any more, why?
Yeah, if I hear about an impending attack, I'll call you.
Yeah, you talk about lock and load, man.
All right.
We're getting all of our buckshot.
Okay. Man. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for checking in. John, can you stay a little longer?
Yeah, fine, Rick.
Okay. And I know you certainly have your feelings about this administration and where they're taking us, but
this administration, Bill Clinton did so much damage. And if you think George Bush is bad, if Hillary or Obama gets in, it'll make your head spin.
And that's hard to believe, that it can get any worse. But you're
any
right.
These Democrats get in. I mean, this Dean guy is a complete wacko. Hillary, it's just amazing that they have so many people fooled.
Well, we have poster boy Obama.
Yeah, well, like I said, make your head spin.
All right. All right, let me spin a commercial here. We'll be back with you. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, and the number is 800-313-9443. Got a quick question. Don't waste any time. I'm Rick Adams.